Does the issue of abortion matter? Well, before we even became a country, the Declaration of Independence declared that the right to life is an inalienable right given to us by our Creator. It is a gift. Tom Brekka is the founder and head of the Thomas More Society based in the Chicago area, but doing the Lord's work all over the country, including a lot of work on behalf of pro-lifers. He maintains that abortion is a spiritual battle. We're going to talk right now with Tom Brekka. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Tom, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I'm very, very glad to be with you.
By the way, before we get into some of the meat that we'll be talking about, I understand that in the same spirit in which these leftist loonies going out and protesting and so forth, and let's say going in front of justices, Supreme Court justices' houses, if they dare to vote against abortion, that they also targeted you in your own private home because of your pro-life work. Is that true in the Chicago area?
Yes. We're in a suburb of Chicago, just north, a nice college town, Evanston, Illinois.
That's where I was born. I was born in Evanston, Illinois, in St. Francis Hospital many years ago.
Well, terrific. Well, anyway, we're glad for that event having occurred.
No.
We've lived here for, my goodness, 44 years, Jerry.
Wow.
And living at peace with our neighbors, and we raised our two kids here, and they're now middle-aged grown adults. But we had a knock on the door on the end of June, and it was an Evanston police officer, and he came in and he said, well, we've been tipped off by the FBI. Oh. That a group called Reproductive Justice, and I guess they had a Twitter address, an ampersand before Reproductive Justice, but monitoring their tweets, I guess they call them, the FBI said they were planning a mass demonstration at our home. And indeed, that we should be prepared. They recommended we not be here. We happened to be going to a dinner party that night, so we stayed away. And by gosh, they showed up in force. The police were there, parked in their squad cars. They had a bicycle squad that came as well. And about 40 to... And we put in a security system, so we had video of this. We're trying to get it developed so I can show it to people.
Wow.
These people came in front of our house. They wore masks. They're wearing black and, well, various costumes, and shouted obscene slogans, F you, the whatever, this court, me by name. They handed handbills to our neighbors that said we helped overturn Roe, that we were an infamous conservative law firm, that I had spent 25 years defending anti-abortion extremists, including three Supreme Court cases, and on and on, that I was anti-abortion, anti-gay, anti-vax, pro-Trump, pro-voter suppression. So it was quite a deal. And anyway, they were shouting these things and putting slogans on the sidewalk with spray paint, and the police let them do this. But then suddenly, as it got dark, I guess it started at, maybe 8:30, quarter to 9, but as the lights dimmed, just after 9 o'clock, suddenly they started exploding smoke bombs, paint bombs. They threw paint bombs at the house. They uprooted my wife's rose bush, which I'm very proud of. And the police then converged on them and dispersed them. But nobody was arrested. That's too bad. And they went away. Well, we've got it on video. We had private detectives at the park nearby where they had their assembly area. And we had their license plates. And we're making a police report and hoping that maybe we can find out who they are and hold one or more of them.
So what?
Yeah, these are my...
Yeah, these are not pleasant people. What exactly is Jane's Revenge? Since you're from the Chicago area, and it's my understanding that as a radical organization that's behind some of this stuff, the anti-pro-life protests and so forth, some of which can get, you know, at least they do extensive property damage, but it was born in the Chicago area, as I understand it, many years ago.
Well, I'm not sure if they're actually related or they just use the name Janes, but there was this group when abortion was still illegal or restricted, severely restricted here in Illinois, but it was allowed much more extensively in New York, and the Janes, they call themselves, were a group that provided cash and other assistance to women to travel to New York to have abortions there. Now, this outbreak of graffiti and spray painting and churches and so forth.
And vandalism.
Jane's Revenge. We don't know who they are, whether they're really related or whether it's just a slogan that they adopt. We're hoping the FBI is pursuing this. We have our concerns whether they're doing it as aggressively as they should. But we'll keep at it. And if we can pin down their identity or any particular group, we're ready to file lawsuits against them and see if we can get some accountability.
By the way, as far as the name Jane, you know, obviously Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, that would possibly, you know, lend credence to the name as well.
Well, that's true. You know, we had Jane Roe was none of Norma McCorvey, who converted later in life to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
He was a witness in our defense in the racketeering case that we defended for 28 years. Went up to the Supreme Court three times. That's what they were complaining about, our neighbors. And, you know, we put her on the witness stand, and she was a good witness. She'd never been in court before. I don't know that she's ever been in court since then either. She died a few years ago.
Right.
And, we had an interesting confrontation in court because I had a copy of her book, and I had it on counsel table, and the opposition was, she wasn't allowed to use her name, her assumed name, Jane Roe, and they were afraid I was going to let the jury know that this was the famous Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade. They let her testify only as Norma McCorvey, who used to work for an abortion clinic.
Oh, wow.
But you know, testimony was... She was not allowed to testify under her false name, only under her real name, McCorvey.
Right.
It was an ironic twist. It was a false name they thought would influence the jury to be more sympathetic to our side of the case.
Okay, so tell us about how we can process the unprecedented attacks in recent times, including against churches, crisis pregnancy centers. I called a few weeks ago, or spoke with a few weeks ago with a gentleman on the radio. He was on a segment for me, $300,000 to $400,000 damage because their crisis pregnancy center in the Buffalo, New York area was firebombed. They had to basically gut the whole building and so forth. But they did this because they are committed to their mission. But it seems like our Justice Department doesn't seem to care. And so I'd like you to just comment on these unprecedented attacks against pro-lifers.
Well, the gentleman you're referring to is probably Reverend Jim Harden.
Yes.
Who organizes of pregnancy resource centers. He's our client. And I'm happy to tell you, Jared, and your listening audience that his firebomb clinic in Buffalo just reopened last Saturday.
It's fantastic.
Ready for business. And it was a celebration. You know, the fact that they renewed their ministry to women in crisis pregnancies. And yes, we're taking steps with Reverend Harden and others in New York to track down. You know, he has security video as well. We're trying to track down the perpetrators and to pursue them with the cooperation the FBI and the Buffalo Police. So, you know, that too is a case where we're seeking some accountability for these folks.
Okay, now,
you know, abortion violence. No wonder that all the talk over the years about violent pro-life people, well, no, it's the other side that makes violence what they're trying to protect and preserve. I think it corrupts the moral character of our country.
Okay, now, since you deal with the law a lot, and you are an attorney, of course, the Thomas More Society's legal organization, thank God for it, I want you to comment legally on the protests against the conservative Supreme Court justices, which I understand was actually illegal because they were trying to get them to change their vote and vote in a pro-abortion way and not overturn Roe v. Wade. But it doesn't seem like any justice is necessarily going to be meted out against those protesters. What are your thoughts?
The Marshal of the U.S. Supreme Court has complained to the police of Montgomery County, Maryland, where Justice Kavanaugh reportedly has his residence, his private residence, that the protesters are camped out in front of his house. And, you know, that's illegal not only because they were trying to influence his decision, but also because there's a First Amendment right to protest, but it has to be balanced against the right to peace and quiet in your residence. The same problem was illustrated by our case here in Evanston. The deference to these protesters was excessive. You're only allowed under the First Amendment to parade through the neighborhood when you're trying to call attention to a particular resident. You're not allowed to camp out in front of one house, as they did in our case, as our video shows. And the Marshal of the Supreme Court complained to Montgomery County that they should not have been allowed under that residential picketing law in Maryland to stand in front of Kavanaugh's house. Now, the response was hostile. The county commissioner responded, well, they were moving, so you can't say they were just camped out in front of one house. Well, if you look at the video, of course they were. So, and also, as you say, it's arguably, I think plausibly and truly an act of extortion, trying to get a judge to rule in a certain way. That should be deemed a federal felony. And yes, but the Biden administration is not lifting a finger. Their position is, well, this is protest and people have a right to protest. And as I say, I think that's not true. When you violate the law, you should be held accountable for it.
Okay, we have 1 minute to close, and how about a comment on how abortion is a spiritual battle, and we're seeing this, you know, on the streets of America.
Well, you know, I think the Dobbs case overruling Roe could be a spur to another great awakening, a renaissance, because this a veil of constitutional righteousness has been stripped away from abortion. People now in all 50 states are going to take a look at what abortion really is, and they're going to have to vote up or vote down. When you look at it, I think there'll be some time. It'll take some time. But I think now more than ever, people, pro-life people need to speak out about the evil reality of tearing babies apart and so forth. And This is satanic stuff, and the fact that it should be deemed medical care or reproductive justice is a corruption of those words. Mm. It's not healthy to kill somebody. That's not health care.
All right, we're out of time. Yep. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you so much for sharing so much, and I want to give people the website. It's thomasmoresociety.org. Thank you so much, Tom. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry. Same to you.